32 days of the NFL draft continues today with, oh, the ever so wild card, Oakland Raiders. They are the screw up of every mock draft. Teams have now predicted that the Raiders will do dumb things just so they can get their mock drafts correct. I can't say that I've fallen deeply into that trap, but the goal of a mock draft obviously is to try and get as close to accurate as you can. But when you do your mock draft, if one pick is different than what you have, guess what? There's a domino effect. That's why I never understood why people rate a draft analyst's intelligence by how accurate their mock draft is. To me, you rate a draft analyst's intelligence by how quickly they can answer questions and how quick they can respond to what happens on draft day. That's why I pride myself in being intelligent. That's why I pride myself in my draft coverage leading up to draft day, but also on draft weekend. That's why on draft weekend, when you listen to 620 WDAE, the sports animal, and a trade comes up, and or I'm throwing out possibilities before ESPN, is that's because of all the hard work I've put into it. I could miss every pick on my mock draft, but I'll tell you, every possibility a team has, and on draft day, we can narrow it down and react in prompt time and not have to think and look up notes and everything. It's all right here in my head. The Raiders are, well, they're the team that screws up every mock draft. They have the eighth pick, once again, a top 10 pick. Darius Hayward Bay was their pick last year. And now the popular pick for the Raiders, because they do need an offensive tackle, not Anthony Davis, who probably is the fourth best offensive tackle, and not Trent Williams or Brian Bulaga if one of those guys were to fall. But now the big prediction is that the Raiders are going to go with Bruce Campbell. Listen, if the Raiders go with Bruce Campbell, then you might as well just, if you're the Raiders, throw in the towel. Bruce Campbell is atrocious on film. Atrocious. Incredible measurables, incredible in shorts. Guy is 6'6", 315 pounds, ran a 4.85 40, is strong as hell, put up 225 like over 30 times. I mean, really has everything you want in an offensive tackle. But he looks terrible on film. So how does that make sense? Well, it makes sense for one team, the Oakland Raiders. Those are the types of players that the Raiders fall in love with. I just can't see that happening this year. I cannot see that happening again this year. Sooner or later, it's got to click for the Raiders. Now, offensive tackle is a need, and if we're strictly talking needs for the Oakland Raiders, offensive tackle's a need. Defensive tackle is a need. The logical pick for the Raiders here would be to look at a guy like Dan Williams, but another thing that people haven't brought up, which this might also fit into guys who look good in workouts, is why don't the Oakland Raiders look into trading up for one of the two defensive tackles in Gerald McCoy and Ndamukong Suh? I think Ndamukong Suh would be an ideal fit for the Raiders on the defensive side of the ball. They got a great secondary led by Nnamdi Asamoah. They've got Richard Seymour now at defensive end. You bring Ndamukong Suh to man the middle, and you got the makings, and they got some pretty good young linebackers too. You got the makings of a pretty damn good defense. I haven't seen the rumors, but if I was Al Davis, I would seriously consider trying and contacting the Lions or the Buccaneers, one of those two teams, especially if Ndamukong Suh were to get past the Lions. I'd contact the Buccaneers. And if I were the Buccaneers, I'd listen. You know, you'd have to see about getting the Raiders to forfeit multiple draft picks, maybe even a player. But I'd say it's definitely worth a listen, and it's definitely worth a phone call for the Raiders, because obviously, to me, offensive tackle and defensive tackle are the two biggest needs they have. And if you have a chance to jump up and get Ndamukong Suh that fits your defense the way he does with the Raiders, that would be my pick. But we'll see. More than likely, and I never predict trades in my mock drafts. I have teams stand still, and I don't think that the Raiders would do the smart thing. I do think that they can wait and get a defensive tackle in the second round. So now you look at the Raiders, do they go offensive tackle? And I'll tell you, one guy who looks great in workouts, who also doesn't have a whole lot of film, only started 7 games for USF, is Jason Pierre-Paul. Now, the Raiders aren't in desperate need of another defensive end. They do have Richard Seymour. But Jason Pierre-Paul fits the mold of a Raider. Looks great in shorts, is athletic, is big, 6'6", 270 pounds, can run fast, is strong, can rush the passer. To me, that would be, if I'm trying to look at without need, what type of player the Raiders might look at, I think they'd go with Jason Pierre-Paul over Bruce Campbell. But those, obviously, to me, the Raiders have two big, huge needs. Now, Jimmy Clausen has been mentioned here. Quarterback is a need whenever your starters are, or your quarterbacks to choose from are Bruce Gradkowski and Jamarcus Russell. Yeah. But Jimmy Clausen here at 8, I don't know if I agree with that all that much. I don't. Offensive tackle, defensive tackle, you know, maybe even throwing an outside linebacker. Those are the biggest needs for the Oakland Raiders. But if I were a betting man, and I'm not, I think Jason Pierre-Paul would be a good fit. He's a good talent. He fits the mold of the Raiders, what they look for in the draft. And he's got potential to be absolutely great. And I think the Raiders are the type of team that are willing to draft a player strictly on potential than production they've seen on film. And listen, not to say that Jason Pierre-Paul wasn't productive, but was definitely not as productive as other players that are being drafted, or at least predicted to be drafted this high. The Oakland Raiders in the book tomorrow. Who do we have tomorrow? The 7th pick in the draft, the Cleveland Browns. Mike Holmgren is in. We'll talk about them tomorrow as our 32 days of the NFL draft continues. 32 teams in 32 days. We're breaking them all down, leading right up to April 22nd in the NFL draft, right here at joebucksfan.com.